Hello and welcome to Love My Poland and welcome to Chicago, Illinois. A beautiful, beautiful skyline here in Chicago. I think it might even be better than the Houston skyline, I have to admit. And we're here today not to explore downtown, but to explore the Polish village, Polish town, Chicago. It's important for everybody watching this video to know that I didn't know this before, that there is a kind of community area. There are 77 community areas in Chicago, and Avondale is the community area where most of the Polish people historically lived and still do live. There's a community of 40,000 people there right now. And Avondale is separated into two areas, two regions, called Jackowo and Włocławowo. I've never really been there before. I went down Milwaukee in the car and just saw some things from the car, but that doesn't really count. I'm going on foot today to share with you as many destinations, as many places, businesses, whatever I can find that's Polish. I want to stop at that place, record that place, talk a little bit about it, and also take a snapshot of anything I can find that's Polish. Now, a lot of people told me that the area has changed, that it's nothing like it was 20 years ago, that right now it's very Latin. It really doesn't matter. I want to see today in the year 2019, August, what is it like right now? Let's get to it. Let's get to Włocławowo and Jackowo and find out what we see. You know, when I came to Milwaukee Avenue 10 years ago for the first time, this was the first business that I noticed, Zosia Kwiaty. And I'm sad to see that that business is closed, but you can still see where the letters used to be there spelling out Zosia Kwiaty. That was a nice florist shop right there. Look at that beautiful Polish flag just right over that super deli. Very nice. This is so weird to be in Chicago, to be in the USA and see everything Polish. I love it. The first point in our list today, we are in the Avondale district of Chicago, and behind me, one of the things I really wanted to see is the St. Hyacinth Parish. Beautiful, built in the cathedral Polish style of building churches, very similar to a lot of churches you might find in Poland. Just amazing. Hard to imagine this church was built 125 years old in such great condition. Just an incredible thing. I'm glad to finally see this in person. St. Hyacinth Parish. Number two on our list is Kościuszko Park. I'm finally here. I've been wanting to see this park for a long time. I've heard great things about it. Behind me is a beautiful building. It used to be an old library, and now it's kind of the park headquarters. There's all kinds of activities they organize there. But Park Kościuszko, let's check it out. Let's see what it looks like. And like any good park in America, there's plenty of room out here for playing what? Baseball and softball. I guess you could squeeze in some soccer or European football in there too, but Kościuszko Park did it right. The third place I found today on my journey is a florist shop, Kwiaty, Polskie Kwiaty, and it's called Szarotka, Szarotka Florist. Let's take a look at that place. It's like the name has been there for a while. Nice bouquets of flowers in the window. Szarotka Florist. The fourth place today I found is called Herbalandia. I'm not quite sure what this store is. It's got kind of a hodgepodge of a lot of different products, but one product that really caught my attention, something we use on a daily basis, is the one and the only Ludwig Płyn do Naczyń, dishwashing liquid Ludwig. It's a must-have. There's also Biały Jelen, special laundry detergent for people with allergies or children. A lot of Polish products in here. It's like an interesting place. I might go in and check it out. Herbaland. For my fifth point on the destination, I have found my Polish pub in Chicago. I have no idea if it's a famous pub or a good one or one that you would recommend, but it does say Białystok Chicago Pub. It's too early in the morning. It's 10 a.m., so I'm not going to go in and get a drink yet, but I might come back here and check it out. I have found my Polish pub, Białystok Chicago Pub. For the sixth point and seventh point in my list, I found two buildings together, two Polish businesses. The first one is another kind of hodgepodge mix of different things. It's a toys and gift store, and they also have an option of sending packages to Poland. And right next door to that building, if you go on down here, as you can see in the window, there's all kinds of things. There's a Polish banner, Polish t-shirts, Polish ski hats, all kinds of different products. 59 cents paczki do Polski. I guess that's 59 cents a pound for shipping it. Not quite sure about that. And then we've got Bruno's Barbershop. I just had my hair cut. I wish I needed a haircut. I'd go in there and get it done and do it in Polish. That would be fun. So Bruno's Barbershop right here on Milwaukee Avenue. Number 8 on the list is Polamer. Polamer and all kinds of different services for sending packages here in Chicago to Poland. If you've ever heard of Polamer, that was really the connection, the easy way to send packages from the US to Poland back when the times were a little rougher. And right here in the window, I can't help but notice there's Sławomir. What would a video about Poland in Chicago be without Mr. Sławomir? I wonder how popular he is here. Sławomir. And for the 9th point on our list today, we have Advokat Tłumacz. So it would be like a lawyer, attorney, and a translator right above the good old Żywiec sign. I love that. Advokat Tłumacz and Żywiec right here. This is called Lounge Liquors and Delicatessen. Not sure if that business itself is Polish. Let's do the last two today on our little journey. We're finishing it up. I have to get back to the airport to come back to Poland, but this is what everyone says is the best example. There's actually two. There's Red Apple Buffet and there's Staropolska restaurant just behind me. Supposed to have some of the best Polish food in Chicago. I wish I had more time to sit down and have a nice warm meal there in Staropolska, but right here on Milwaukee Avenue is the Staropolska restaurant. Worth visiting and worth seeing. Everyone says so. And for the final one today, just over my right shoulder is the Polskie Centrum Medyczne. The word apteka is written on the window large. There's a pharmacy there. I guess it's a clinic as well. And not telling how many Poles receive medical attention right there in that building, right here on Milwaukee Avenue. Well, the place sure has changed a lot in 10 years. People told me about the demographics and they were right. A lot of those areas that were formerly Polish shops have changed and they are Latin now. A lot of Spanish surnames written on the windows and the doors and businesses. That's just life. Where are all the Polish people that inhabited those places? Well, from what I hear, they've moved on. They've integrated perfectly into American society. The children of those Polish immigrants that came over in the 80s are now working great jobs, living in all kinds of parts of the US. And that's wonderful and I'm proud. We need more Polish people in the USA to enrich this country. I enjoyed making this video. I hope you enjoyed watching it. I want to do more things like this, discover Polish areas, not only in Poland, but outside of Poland as well. So if you enjoyed the video and you'd like to see more of this, just click on the subscribe button on the fountain there so you don't miss out on future episodes. By the way, that's called Buckingham Fountain. It's a beautiful fountain. Thank you for watching and have a great day. See you in the next episode.